This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They have to understand I chose to stay in my country because I'm French.
And the Bernabeu brings it back!
I haven't got a problem with soccer, to be fair.
Football.
Look at the area to Bernabeu! Oh, what a start!
What I can guarantee to you is that they want to keep everything secret.
Hello everybody, welcome to House of Champions. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by our resident transfer guru, Fabrizio Romano. Fab, how are you doing? We're about to dive into some Chelsea chats. What's new?
Hello, my friend. It's gonna be busy because there are many things happening. I'm great, thanks. Hope you too. And I'm ready to answer many questions because they're really busy with many, many transfers. And honestly, I'm not surprised.
All right, looking forward to getting down to the business. But first of all, a sad bit of news, and that is obviously that Brazilian soccer legend Pelé, arguably the greatest player to have ever lived. Obviously, there's a lot of debate surrounding that, especially after Lionel Messi's World Cup win, but that's by the by. Unfortunately, Pelé passed away at the age of 82, three-time World Cup winner, and absolutely zero doubt that he was a major trailblazer in terms of the development of the global game. Tributes pouring in from all over the footballing world. For the Brazilian legend. Fab, just a few words on obviously this extremely sad news.
Absolutely. This is a big loss for football. It's part of our culture, I think, when we mention players like and legends like Pelé, Maradona, Johan Cruyff and many others. It's really sad when this is happening, but also they will live forever because in the memory, what they did, what Pelé did with Santos is really unbelievable. We have a lot of fantastic stories of what he did on the pitch, off the pitch, because he was a really special person. Also, many people in football know how special was his relationship with many of the legends we see in the pictures here. Current legends, like players like Neymar, but also legends of the past, he's always been super respectful and will always be a symbol of football around the world. So really sad news, but Pelé will be in his image. Will live forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, the discussion around who was, arguably the greatest player to ever lived, Pelé, Diego Maradona, Lionel Messi, I think it's just something that will rage forever and ever. Let's move away from that and into today's main topic, and that is obviously Chelsea and all of these transfer rumours surrounding the London club at this moment in time. No better place to start than Enzo Fernandez. I know that you've been busy on Twitter, Fab, with updating people with the latest. So what is the latest to the very minute on what's going on with Fernandez and Chelsea?
Yes, while we're speaking, there are negotiations and discussions ongoing. So these are really important days and hours for the Enzo Fernandez deal. As we mentioned a few days ago, don't expect this one to be closed maybe at the end of the window or in the second part of January. For Benfica, it's now or never, so they don't want this negotiation to be long. And for Chelsea, it's a really important moment to understand if they can make it or not. Let me remind you, there is this release clause, 120 million euros plus taxes. But for Chelsea, this is not the priority. They don't want to pay the release clause as of now. Then we will see how is the negotiation going. But as of now, what I'm told, they don't want to pay the release clause because it will be in one solution. And so it could create some problem to pay 120 million euros plus taxes in one single solution. Problems, I mean, in terms of other signings, of planning of more signings in January, in the summer. So for Chelsea, it's important to try to negotiate with Benfica. This is what they're trying to do, to push with Benfica and to find a way on the payment term structure. So to make an important, really important bid, but to pay with different kind of schedule. So this is what they are discussing with Benfica. For Benfica president Rui Costa, the priority has always been to keep the player. So it's always been release clause or nothing. So let's see if now we will open to negotiate with Chelsea on this payment structure, or if he will decide to keep the player at least until the end of the season and then to negotiate in the summer for Enzo Fernandez. This is the key point. The payment terms discussed between Chelsea and Benfica. From what I'm told on player side, Enzo Fernandez wants Chelsea move. The player is open to joining Chelsea right now. He dreams of Premier League in general, and Chelsea would be a really big opportunity. So that would be no problem on the contract side. Enzo would love to join Chelsea, and this is why now Benfica have to make a decision if they want to continue on their way, so release clause or nothing, or if they want to accept Chelsea conditions. So really, really important hours. I want to clarify that we had a lot of rumors on Liverpool and Man United triggering the clause in the past few days. From what I'm told, this is not true. The reality is that Liverpool and Man United appreciate the player, of course, he's a top talent, but they never made any official bid to Benfica and they never triggered the clause. So interest, yes, but they are not actively working to sign Enzo Fernandez now. So now it's Chelsea and Benfica in negotiation.
All right, if some of our viewers have their way, Fab, you're going to be in for a long day. They want you here locked in until there is the official here we go. Just one question actually on Enzo Fernandez, because there must be a lot of temptation on Benfica's side to cash in. Let's, you know, not forget that, you know, should Fernandez go for the sums of money that we're discussing, that would be, I think, more than 10 times what Benfica paid for him, and that's in about 6 months. So that must be almost a record in terms of, you know, creating profit out of what was a very, very smart and shrewd investment by the Portuguese giants.
Yes, absolutely. This is a key point, I think. We have to say congrats to Benfica. I don't know if at the end they will sell the player or they will keep the player, but what they did with Enzo Fernandez is showing that sometimes we speak about football like, okay, only the big clubs can sign top players, but sometimes if you have a smart strategy, a good scouting system, and also if you are ready to pay money and trust players at the right moment, you can find this kind of opportunities, because it was not impossible to find Enzo Fernandez. It's not like Barashkelia, who was playing in Georgia or in Russian league, and so it was more and more complicated for Napoli to find him. In this case, he was the star of River Plate. He was winning everything with River Plate. So it was just about trusting the player, investing 10 million euros plus 8 in add-ons. So a really good deal for Benfica. And then the World Cup, of course, helped them to have this kind of value. 120 million just 2 months ago was absolutely impossible to think and to trust about Enzo Fernandez. But he had a very good Champions League group stage. And now with this World Cup, I think the value has completely changed. So congrats to Rui Costa and to Benfica.
Obviously, this is Chelsea themed, but just on the topic of Argentina, are there any other players in that Argentine squad that you think are in a similar situation to Fernandez, where their value might have risen so much because of their performances at the World Cup that their clubs might be tempted to cash in January?
I would mention as players who have different value now, of course, is McAllister. He had a very good World Cup with Argentina. I think that midfield with De Paul, with McAllister, and of course with Enzo Fernandez made the difference. And this is why these players have now a different value. But the reality is that Roberto De Zerbi, the Brighton manager, is in love with McAllister. So I think they will try to keep the player at least until the end of the season. Then let's see if some proposal will arrive. At the moment, the situation is more quiet than Enzo Fernandez, of course. We had rumors about Juventus, but I'm told Juventus at the moment have made no official bid for McAllister. Brighton have received nothing, and they will try at least to keep one between McAllister and Moises Caicedo, who is another player who had a good workup, but in general is a very good player, very talented player with many clubs following him. So they will try to keep both of them. It's not going to be easy, but I think McAllister has good chances to complete the second part of the season with Brighton.
Very interesting. Well, let's get back to Chelsea. And obviously another name that has been mentioned, we spoke about him earlier in the week, is Monaco's Benoit Badiashile. Is there any update on that situation, Fab?
Yes, for Badiashile, I think we are at the final bits of the deal. Honestly, it's really the final details. Chelsea and Monaco are really close in the graph out on the agreement for Badiashile. Because what happened? They made an official bid a few days ago, 35 million euros. Monaco want a bit more, want to arrive around 40 million euros with some add-ons. So they are now discussing the structure of these 5 million euros add-ons for Badiashile. The player already gave his green light. We had rumors on Spanish clubs, other English clubs, but the player is really tempted by Chelsea. They have a project, we know, with many young players to do something important in the future. And so the player is absolutely ready and open to join Chelsea. So personal terms agreed. Agreement really close also between clubs. And I feel that Badiashile in the next days will be the new centre-back of Chelsea. They were looking for a left-footed centre-back already in the summer. That was not easy because of Gvardiol value, as we already mentioned. And now for Badiashile, they are really, really close.
Yeah, very interesting. Also, an intriguing subplot to this. Obviously, Manon Sarr is on loan at Monaco from Chelsea. Do you think this is a transfer that has been sort of in the making for some time? You know, perhaps it was even part of Chelsea's thinking when they agreed to loan Sarr to Monaco, and you know, presumably for Monaco, at least in the short term, you know, Sarr is going to be the player that they rely on alongside Di Sarzi when Badiashile moves on.
I think this could be a key of reading this kind of story, but the reality is that Chelsea in the summer, they were not negotiating for Badiashile. They were following him. Then other people joined the board of Chelsea, because now there is Joe Shields, Lauren Stewart, who is the director of Monaco, who is going to join Chelsea in February. So there are many new people, including, of course, the new technical director, Christopher Wiewel, who is going to lead all these negotiations. And so it's really important to say that they decided to go for Badiashile. So they changed the story on this deal. And this is why Chelsea now are so active. They announced the signing of Fofana from Molde. Also, Andre Santos is flying to London these hours to have his medical and sign the contract. This is a really talented midfielder born in 2004 from Vasco da Gama. So Chelsea are really busy with many deals.
Yeah, absolutely. And another player who's been linked with Chelsea for a couple of times over the last sort of 12 to 18 months has been Declan Rice. Is there any new updates on that?
No, honestly, no, because the moment is just about interest. We know, as you mentioned, the interest of Chelsea for Declan Rice, but also many other English clubs. We know that Man City, Man United, all the English top clubs are following Declan Rice. It's normal. He's English. He's a very good player. And so it's absolutely normal to keep an eye on the situation. But he's not leaving West Ham in January. This is what Moyes said. And this is also what they confirm in private from West Ham. They want to keep the player at least until the end of the season. They know at West Ham that already in March, in April, Declan Rice was really clear. He communicated to the club that he was not going to sign a new deal. So they know that in the summer is going to be probably the moment to be open and discuss a fee for Declan Rice. Let's see, but at the moment it's too early to say where Declan Rice will end up.
Well, we know that Reece James will be out for about a month. Do you think there's going to be any temptation now for Chelsea to go into the market to look for potentially a backup to him, especially if there's maybe concerns that, you know, he might have more injury issues between now and the end of the season once he has gotten back on the pitch?
I think, yes, they will keep an eye on the market, but it's not going to be the priority. Now the priority is Badiashile. The priority is to understand with Enzo Fernandez how they can proceed with Benfica. Maybe a winger. I would not be surprised if Chelsea will try to sign also a winger in this transfer window. It depends on the budget, because as we mentioned, it depends on how they can agree the Enzo deal. Enzo deal is the one who will decide the budget for Chelsea. So we will see, but I think winger, midfielder, centre-back, these are the priorities. And then for the right-back, it depends on the opportunities, I think, in the second part of the market, also because they hope Reece James to be back maybe in 4 or 5 weeks, and same for Wesley Fofana, 3 or 4 weeks. So not super serious injuries, but of course they want to keep an eye on the situation.
Great to see comments coming in from the likes of Thabang. Guys, keep those comments coming in, questions for Fab as well. We're going to take a quick break, and then once we get back, we will go straight into some more Chelsea chat.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. So stay up to date with every story and every heart-pounding moment from the world of elite-level soccer with the Golazzo Starting 11 newsletter from CBS Sports. It's your ultimate guide to the beautiful game, taking you beyond the pitch and around the globe with expert analysis of everything that you need to know in the world of soccer. Sign up today for free at cbssports.com/Golazzo. Once again, it's the Golazzo Starting 11 newsletter, and you can sign up for free at cbssports.com/Golazzo. So, guys, keep those comments and questions for Fab coming in. Now, moving on to another Chelsea-related topic. There's a number of players out of contract this coming summer. Fab, you've got the likes of Jorginho, Conte, Zakaria, and also Thiago Silva. Is there a possibility that we might see, a few of these guys, perhaps even all of them, moved on as this Chelsea revolution continues?
I don't think all of them, honestly, because Chelsea are having some conversations with some of them. For example, Thiago Silva, they love Thiago Silva. They love how he's playing. They love the impact he has in the dressing room. So I expect Chelsea to have more conversations with Thiago Silva in the next weeks. And I think it's on Thiago. He has to decide if he wants to continue in Europe or maybe move back to Brazil and try a different kind of experience for the final chapters of his career. But in Chelsea board, they love Thiago Silva. So I think he has a chance to continue. For Jorginho, they are in conversations, but at the moment there is still nothing agreed between Chelsea and Jorginho. The situation is absolutely open, and so I think it will take some time to decide on Jorginho's situation, but as of now it takes really time and nothing is completed or agreed. For Kante it's changing because a few weeks ago and also in the last few months, the feeling around Chelsea is that they wanted to completely rebuild the midfield, and so the negotiation with Kante was really complicated. But now they had new contacts in the last few days, new contacts with his agents, and it seems that Kante is open to accept different kind of terms so that they can negotiate on the salary, they can have a different kind of now feeling also on Kante's side that he wants to be open to negotiate with Chelsea at different kind of conditions. And this is an important news because, of course, Kante now is injured, so we have to see in the next weeks how it will evolve with his injury, if he will be fit, what kind of impact he will have with Graham Potter in the second part of the season. But now for Kante, the situation is more open. The player loves Chelsea. The player loves London also. He will love to continue there. And so this is why he's now open to different conditions. Let's see if at the end an agreement could be reached. But now is a 50-50 situation for Kante. A few months ago was a bit different. And then Zakaria is on loan from Juventus. There is a buy option clause included into the contract, but at the moment they have not spoken to Juventus or to his agents to trigger the clause. So I think at the end of the season they will make a decision, but at the moment for Zakaria is nothing decided yet.
I believe we've got a couple of questions coming up for you. First one on Rafa Leão. So you got, is Leão still a target for Chelsea if he does not extend with Milan?
I think he's a target. He's a target because they like the player. They wanted the player in the summer. But there is also financial fair play. So let's see how this Enzo story will go. Let's see how all the other stories will go this January window. If they have other wingers in the list and not just Leão, because I'm sure that Chelsea are exploring multiple options and not just Rafael Leão. Also because Leão is in negotiation with Milan to extend the contract, and Milan will insist in the next weeks to reach an agreement with Leão. They will have a new meeting with his agents to discuss again. So to answer the question of Zach, yes, he's a target, but it's not an easy one. And we have to see how this Enzo situation will evolve to understand also the budget for the winger.
Obviously a big one here for our USMNT contingent. Christian Pulisic and Hakim Ziyech, any news on their futures?
I think if a new winger will join Chelsea in January, I think for Pulisic there could be a chance to leave the club. Let's see where, because at the moment there are no negotiations advanced with any club. But of course, there have always been clubs interested in Pulisic. We know also in the summer, Newcastle and many others approached Chelsea, but they only wanted a permanent transfer. Let's see, because again, now the focus is Enzo. But if they will bring in a new winger, the situation of Pulisic could change. For Ziyech, at the moment, we had rumors about Milan, but I'm told that Milan are not thinking of Ziyech has a priority target. They are not negotiating to sign him. And so I think at the moment it's really quiet. We have to see in the second part of January, probably.
Oh, you got another one there for Zakaria to Chelsea. Is that one that has legs?
Yes, this one depends also on the legal side. We know that with all the work permit, with the visa, there are some stuff to resolve between Chelsea and his club to understand how they can proceed on the contract side too. But it's true that he's a player they want. They had contacts in the summer. Zakaria was really close to joining Chelsea. He dreams of Chelsea. He's a really talented player. But at the moment, they already invested money on Fofana. They invested money on Andre Santos. So Zakaria remains one of the players, one of the many talents they are following, because it's important to remind that Chelsea already invested big money. I was counting the other day, and it's around 80 million on players who are under 21. So it's impressive with Gabriel Slonina, with Cesare Casadei, with many, many players they signed in the summer, and now in January with Andre Santos and with Fofana. So Zakaria remains one of the players they're following, but it's not yet a done deal.
Guys, keep those questions coming in. We don't have Fab for too much longer, but we're just going to move away from Chelsea a little bit now. Staying in the Premier League, though, Manchester City, rumours of Velez's Maximo Perone. Any update there, Fab?
I'm told that Manchester City will trigger the close. This is what I said yesterday, because my sources told me we will trigger the close. And so I expect Manchester City to proceed in the next hours, days with Velez to trigger this $8 million close for Maximo Perone. He's a very talented player. Born in 2003, he's considered one of the best talents in Argentina. I think Manchester City were super smart 1 year ago when they decided to sign Julian Alvarez, because it was a big opportunity on the market. It was around 17 million euros. And imagine the value he has right now. In case they want to sell the player, they can make crazy money. Of course, they don't want, because he's an important part of the project. And so for Maximo Perone, this is the idea of Manchester City. And let me clarify, is Manchester City, not City Group, Manchester City. So the idea is to go with a player after the Sudamericano sub 20, where he will go with Mascherano right after he will be part of Manchester City squad. And so we wait for the contracts to be signed, but Man City want to trigger the close.
You mentioned Juventus with regards to Alexi McAllister earlier. Is there any potential business that could be done from the Italian club? Obviously, we know a lot about their financial issues and their legal issues as well. Is there any potential updates regarding them in the January transfer window? Because obviously a lot of names of interest in their squad. You've got Vlahovic, Rabiot as well, guys who could potentially be on the move depending on the offers that come in.
Yes, I'm not sure that Vlahovic will be on the move. But for example, a player like Rabiot, we have to monitor Rabiot because he's having a very good season. He had a very good World Cup with France, and also the first part of the season with Juventus was probably his best moment as Juventus player. So he's doing very well. My feeling is that Adrien Rabiot will leave as free agent in the summer and not in January, because at the moment there are no negotiations with any club. So no one approached Juventus to sign Rabiot now. But in the summer, there could be interest. Juventus know that it's not going to be easy to extend this contract, because the player is tempted by Premier League. He dreams of Premier League move. So I think there is a chance for him to leave on a free and join Premier League clubs in the summer. But at the moment, still nothing decided. For Juventus, they are looking for a fullback, probably a right back. There is a talented one born in 2004, playing for Valladolid. He's called Ivan Fresneda. Borussia Dortmund are also following him, also Newcastle, because Newcastle are exploring the market for a new right back. And so Fresneda is one to watch. Many clubs want him, including Juventus. And remember this name, because I'm told he's very, very talented.
All right, noted down. Moving on, Joao Felix, I feel like we talk about him every time we have you on at the moment. So he scored yesterday. And you've got Diego Simeone saying, while he's here, I'll try to get the best out of Joao Felix for the club, and then we will see what is going to happen. Is this maybe the clearest indication yet that Joao Felix could perhaps be on the move this coming winter window?
Yes, I think it's pretty clear on Simeone's side. Also, what the CEO of the club, Gil Marín, said a few weeks ago about Joao Felix, that they are open to discuss with clubs. I think now it's pretty clear. If they will find an important proposal on the market, if Jorge Mendes, the agent of the player, will find the best proposal, they could be open to let him go. But at the moment, again, Jorge Mendes is speaking to English clubs. Arsenal, Man United, he also had some conversation with Chelsea, but Chelsea already have Mason Mount in that position, Christopher Nkunku, who's joining in the summer, and so at the moment it's not a priority for Chelsea, but they had a conversation with Jorge Mendes. So he's speaking to English clubs, he's waiting to see what kind of proposal will arrive, and so I think there is a chance for Joao Felix to leave in January, but they have to pay an important fee.
All right, fantastic stuff, Fab. Thanks so much for joining us. Just before you go, final thoughts, anything that you're keeping your eye on and that you recommend that the listeners and viewers should keep an eye on for the remainder of the week? Obviously, a big weekend coming up with the winter window about to open at the beginning of next week.
Yes, I will keep an eye on this Mudrik situation with Arsenal. The timing in January transfer window is really important. We saw that with Gakpo, always in discussions with Manchester United, but they never made any bid to PSV Eindhoven, and so Liverpool in 48 hours were able to complete the deal. So Arsenal know how important it is to be fast on the Mudrik deal. They are in negotiations with Shakhtar. They turned down the opening proposal, but there is still a direct conversation between Shakhtar and Arsenal, and so I think this is one to watch in the next days, because Arsenal have to be fast for Mudrik.
Absolutely. Well, this has been insightful as ever. Thanks so much to you guys as well for listening to House of Champions. Please take a minute to leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. In fact, we're also available as video, so subscribe to us on YouTube as well. Fab, thanks so much for taking the time, my friend. It's always a pleasure, and look forward to the next one.
My pleasure as always, and see you soon again here on House of Champions. Thank you.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.